from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Ray Fittipaldo, brought to you by LGKG Injury Lawyers, 7 locations in Pittsburgh region. They'll take your personal injury case personally, LGKG.com, and by Gutter Helmet. Try the maintenance-free gutter solution from Gutter Helmet. Call 888-5-HELMET for a free estimate. You hear the music, everybody loves Raymond. And by the way, City Limits, I lied earlier. I apologize. I completely forgot. When you asked me what my favorite sport is in the Olympic, and I said my favorite sport to watch has been the women's rugby.
Yeah.
I lied. I have a reminder right here on the screen of what my actual favorite sport to watch is, and that would be beach volleyball.
Yeah, women's, beach volleyball.
Women's
great.
Beach volleyball.
Yes, and they're playing right near the...
and yes, I'm that shallow. Yes. Yeah. Okay. I can admit it.
I'll leave it at that.
All right. I was at a little watering hole the other day when they were showing it, and there were actually, a couple of dudes who were trying to act like they were really into the sport aspect of the beach volleyball competition. And by the way, I looked it up, that Chinese lady that just did all that in the trampoline didn't even medal.
Really?
Didn't even medal. Anyway, Ray, how you doing today, man? What's going on? I know you have got a lot on your plate, but today is a different kind of day because it's a night practice, correct?
Yeah, we'll go up to Latrobe Memorial Stadium, and they'll do backs-on-backers again. They'll do some live 11-on-11, and they'll do one-on-ones again with the O-line and D-line and the receivers and the corners. So if you couldn't make it all Tuesday to the first padded practice, tonight is probably your second best bet to get a great feel of a physical football practice at Steelers training camp. Probably one of the two most physical practices of the summer.
Okay. So, it seems anecdotally, Ray, like there's a lightning storm or thunderstorm.
Yeah,
at the Friday night practice, about every other year, doesn't it? It seems like it happens a lot.
Yeah, last year they got through unscathed. 2 years ago, we were sitting on the buses up at St. Vincent. They have school buses for the team and for the media and all the team personnel, and they take you over there. It's like a 5-10 minute ride. We were on the school buses, and it was just coming down in buckets, lightning, and they canceled it. And I think they ended up doing like a walkthrough in the St. Vincent gymnasium. So, yeah, perfect weather isn't synonymous with the night practice. But from what I see today, rain's supposed to stop late morning, early afternoon. So they should be pretty good to get that in tonight.
Well, that's good. I mean, I think, and that's a big deal, One of the things that is always a big deal is, you know, for Latrobe, for the city of Latrobe or the little borough or whatever it is. Latrobe, is it a borough or is it a city? Is it a town? Whatever it is. Latrobe, you know, the Steelers training camp brings a lot of business through, doesn't it? I mean, a lot of people eating in restaurants and going to the, you know, the watering holes up there and everything else. It's an essential part of what goes on up there, which is why I think the Roonies don't want to move. You know, a lot of teams are just going away from training camps and basically holding the training camps at their own facilities, right? I mean, that's one of the reasons why they don't want to move it.
Yeah, I mean, Paul, you should have seen the line to just make the left off of 30 when you go into St. Vincent on Tuesday for the first day in pads. I mean, it took like five lights for people to turn in there. So it's every single day. And I think with the morning practices, it's interesting. People just make a day of it in a different way now. You go for practice in the morning, then you grab lunch or dinner on your way out. So it's not the same as it used to be, although you do have afternoon practices on the weekend. So you got a little bit of the best of both worlds there. But, yeah, people just come up, make it a day of it, and, it's a tradition for a lot of families and for a lot of Steeler fans who come in from out of town.
I think that's a big thing, and they do it. Now, how many more weeks? Do they have two more weeks? Will they be up there? How long will they be up there?
Yeah, so this is the end of the second week, this today and this weekend, and they're up there. I think they got four practices next week before they got the Texans game, and then they got an abbreviated week the week after before their next preseason game against the Bills. They're up there for, I think, three practices that week. So we're about halfway through. This week was the first in pads. I think it's been physical, a couple of, fights the last couple of days. So guys are maybe getting tired of each other. Maybe it's good that the Texans are coming to town a week from today.
Well, I mean, the big thing with that is, I mean, it seems like a recurring question we keep asking everybody that comes on these airwaves. How much of the quarterback one will they see tonight?
Based on practice, I think you'll see him throw some 7-on-7 stuff, maybe some handoffs during team, maybe a little bit more, but he hasn't been full go yet, Paul. We're talking about Russell Wilson, of course, and, as the days go on here, Paul, you got to wonder if he's not a full practice participant by this weekend or early next week. I don't know that they're going to play him against the Texans. I mean, I think you would want him to get at least three consecutive practices in pads in before you throw him out there in a preseason game. So I would say if he's not a full go participant by next week, I wouldn't expect to see him in that first game. And, it's unfortunate for Russ, but, Justin Fields is getting a ton of reps, as his replacement. So, what does Mike Tomlin always say? One man's misfortune is another man's opportunity. And that's what's happening now with Justin Fields.
Yeah. And I think, is Justin Fields, is he settling in a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, I thought the first week without pads, he was a little bit up and down. I do think he's been more consistent here. This week in pads, thought he had a good day Tuesday. That first day in pads, with Arthur Smith and this new staff, I thought, they came in, they wanted to be physical. They're running the football. The offense got the better of the defense that day. So he's doing a good job of being the leader of that unit. Also hit a couple of passes. I remember he had a beautiful ball to George Pickens and 7 shots that day. Right after Najee Harris ran it in from 2 yards, he put up, a fade pattern right to the pylon and George got his feet in. So, he's demonstrating some nice touch. There's still some inconsistencies with his accuracy, but, they're not going to fix that in one spring or one summer. I think they're going to have to work with Justin Fields for a bit longer on that type of stuff before we see that. But, Paul, when it comes to designed runs, scrambling, him throwing the deep ball, that's what he's best at, and that's where I've been most impressed with his skill set.
Are you starting to see glimpses of the fact or the idea that if he has to be the starting quarterback, the Steelers could be okay?
Yeah, no, I don't think they would run the same offense. I think it might be you know, what year was that? 2018, like when you, Baltimore had Joe Flacco and Lamar Jackson. You know, the Ravens kind of like had to change their entire offense midseason when they made that change. Now, I don't think Arthur Smith would have to change his entire offense, but I definitely think you would see more design runs. You would see the Steelers kind of just buy into Justin Fields and who he is. He's not the same type of quarterback that Russell Wilson is. And anytime you have a guy like Lamar Jackson or a Justin Fields, I think you have to play to his skill set. So there would definitely be more read options, design runs, keepers. You know, you would still want to run the ball, you know, play action off Najee Harris and Jalen Warren and give Justin Fields some easier throws to make. But, yeah, I do think they would be okay, but I think it would take some adjustment from Arthur Smith and his staff to, you know, sort of adjust the offense on the run. That's never hard. The Baltimore Ravens, Paul, I don't know if you remember that. They made it look so easy. They made the playoffs that year when they changed their offense in the middle of the season. It's not always that easy. But, yes, I do think it's possible for the Steelers to be okay if Fields has to be their QB this year for some reason, and most likely injury to Russell Wilson.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think that's the question that you ask. Is it really a situation of where if he has to play that they could still win? That's the biggest thing. Can they still win with yeah. Justin Fields? I mean, that's the question I think most people are asking. I think we, you know, and it sounds like he's at least showing signs that he could be the starting quarterback and they could be okay.
Yeah, you know, Paul, the biggest key for me is what's their running game look like early in the season? Because I know late last season it came around and they actually finished 16th in the league in rushing offense, but when Matt Canada was the offensive coordinator, their running game was never good early in the season. It just set their offense back, set a bad tone. You know, they were always trying to claw and their way back into contention, and they just didn't play the way they wanted to play. So if Arthur Smith can do what he wants to do, be a physical football team, run the football, I think that's going to make it easier on Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, whoever that quarterback is. You have a running game that you can hang your hat on, it just makes the rest of the offense flow. You know, you can do play action. You know, linebackers and safeties aren't going to be able to come up into the box. You'll have bigger passing windows deep. So it helps everything within the offense. And the Steelers really haven't had that. I mean, I don't think, Paul, going back to what, 17, 18, you know, when Pouncey and DeCastro and all those guys were still playing at a good level. And, you know, they've rebuilt the offensive line. I think they're finally in position where they can maybe take advantage of that. But that's the number one thing I'm watching early in the season. Can they get the running game going to help out the entire offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. And I guess the whole part of this offense is the running game, right? I mean, the running game, you know, they're supposed to have really good run schemes and run blocking schemes and you know, really good plays. So you would think that would be a big part of what they're going to do. The question is, who are the five guys that are going to be leading the way up front in the first game? If you had to go right now, what is your starting offensive line based on what you've seen and kind of what you know?
Yeah, well, listen, here, I wrote about this the other day, Paul. I don't know if the Steelers should be overly excited about their young offensive linemen and the way they're coming around, or disappointed in their, you know, their depth defensive linemen. Because when I watch one-on-ones and when I watch team period, those young offensive linemen are doing really well. So I can see a scenario where Zach Frazier and Troy Fautanu are in the starting lineup, but you know, you're probably not going to be able to make that determination until after a couple of preseason games, you know. So they're doing well now, but how do they do against the Texans, the Bills? How, you know, maybe they get a chance to play against some of the starters. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. You know, Mike Tomlin's going to be deliberate, Paul. He's not just going to throw those guys in there the first week of August. They're going to have to earn it. But I still say, I've said it all along, I think Zach Frazier will be the team starting center, and I think Troy Fautanu will be the team starting right tackle before the season opener. It's not going to happen soon, but I still think it's going to happen before that Falcons game week one.
Yeah, that's the biggest question is, like, do people want to know, when are we going to see that guy? You know, you've obviously seen some of him, and I think that, you know, there have been some padded practices, so you've gotten a chance maybe to see him a little bit. You know, what are your thoughts on him?
Yeah, I think Faitanu's been excellent. He's really polished, and he should be. You know, he's 24 years old. You know, he's a three-year starter, made 30 starts at Washington. And that's the case with all these offensive linemen they drafted. Zach Frazier was a longtime starter at West Virginia. And Mason McCormick, even though it's at the FCS level, he was a longtime starter for South Dakota State. And, you know, you can say whatever you want about the FCS level, Paul, but you get some really good players to come out of there. And South Dakota State has kind of overtaken North Dakota State as the premier FCS program. So I think they got a good player in Mason McCormick as well. So, again, I want to see these guys against the Texans, against the Bills before I crown them. But I've been really impressed with all three of those guys so far.
Wow. Okay. That's good. I mean, I think that to me is the best part about training camp is you get to see, you know, the individual battles. You know, it's not the 11-on-11 stuff is good, and the seven shots, of course, it seems like that's been pretty even. But I like the individual battles, right? Guys that are, you know, yeah, locking up, fighting, you know, backs on backers, inside run drill. I don't know if they do. I remember when Dave Wannstedt became the coach at Pitt. You know, he went from Walt Harris, who wanted to throw it 75 times a game, to Dave Wannstedt, and the first, you know, week in pads, they literally did like 30 minutes, two segments of 30, like 20 to 30 minutes of inside run drill, where they just beat the hell out of each other, you know, in a smaller grid. They don't do that anymore, right? That's probably one of the drills there, or one of the things that they've taken out of football.
Yeah,
practices.
That's kind of gone the way of Bull in the Ring or the old style Oklahoma drills. But you know, they still do get physical, and they'll have team run periods. We haven't seen a goal line period yet. You know, seven shots is sort of surfaces that kind of, but you know, I think eventually, I don't know if it's going to be tonight or Sunday or maybe next week, we'll probably see a goal line period where it's really physical and they put the ball on the 1 yard line and see who can, you know, who can score and who can keep them out. So, it's been a really good camp from that perspective, Paul. Arthur Smith is trying to set the tone with this offense, and you know, so far I think they've responded.
Right. It's been a lot of fun, really, to me. Just sort of, it's an intriguing year, Ray, because there's so much new about the Steelers, at least on offense, and there's so much just sort of intrigue. What is it all going to look like once it actually hits the field, you know, in September?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, not only the new quarterback, but, you know, we almost did an entire segment here without mentioning the receivers, right? And that, you know, I give credit to like Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin and some of those guys, Pat Freiermuth, because they've actually been okay, and it hasn't been a constant topic in the talk show world or in the newspaper world, because you know, they've actually had a pretty good camp so far. So we were all kind of fixated on that in the spring, and I still think as we get closer to the season, something could transpire there. But you know, so far George Pickens is clearly the number one. I think Van Jefferson has established himself as the number two, and you know, now we're trying to figure out without Roman Wilson, you know, Scotty Miller, Quez Watkins, who's going to step up and be that number three, because it seems like Wilson's going to be out for at least two preseason games and maybe even three with that ankle sprain.
Right. I mean, I think that's the thing. It's who's going to be healthy, who's going to be ready to play, all that other stuff. But, man, I just want to see what it all looks like when it's all put together, period. And I think that's going to be, you know, what we look. Now, they've added Patrick Queen. They added Peyton Wilson. I know you've seen some back on backers or whatever. I mean, what do you see from the inside linebackers? Are they going to be as good as advertised?
Yeah. You mentioned the backs on backers. Peyton Wilson, I thought, was really good there. He's so athletic, Paul. I mean, they can use him in a lot of different ways. That's going to give Mike Tomlin and Terrell Austin a chance to, you know, be creative. You could see him coming up the middle on blitzes. I could see him covering guys. He's so tall and rangy. I think you put him on the edge once in a while, even if he doesn't get to the passer, he's going to disrupt passing windows because he's so tall and so long. So I want to see what he looks like in sub packages. You know, Queen is his first camp with the Steelers. You know, he really didn't warm up the backs on backers on Tuesday. Maybe he'll be a little bit better today when they do it at the night practice tonight. But undoubtedly, he's going to be a good add for that defense. Whenever you ask somebody, one of the vets like Cam Hayward or TJ Watt about Patrick Queen, the first thing they mention is his speed. So he brings speed. Peyton Wilson brings speed. And I think that's something that was desperately missing from the middle of that defense last season.
Right. That's the thing. I think that's the thing is the inside linebacker, the middle linebackers, whatever you want to call them, I think they're going to be really a team strength. And if you do that, they figure out the corner spot opposite Joey Porter, assuming Cam Hayward is, you know, fully healthy, that defense has a chance to be every bit it's been advertised, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, listen, Paul, I mean, we say it every year, but if they stay healthy, I think this has the makings of being a top 10 defense once again. I am a little bit worried about the depth, the quality depth on the defensive line, and I think depth in the secondary is a concern too. You know, you got Corey Trice working his way back this year. Can he develop into the top outside corner? You know, the top backup on the outside. You know, Cam Sutton eventually is going to come back, but who starts for him in the interim? So there are some issues with depth around the defense, but if you just look at the starting 11 and the caliber of player they have coming back, they're in pretty darn good shape.
Right. I think so. Absolutely. So, well, Ray, I know you're going to enjoy the practice tonight, and I'm sure you're going to get it in, and hopefully it's as entertaining as it should be, and we get to see maybe the quarterback won a little bit too.
Yeah, next week we'll be talking about preseason football, so it's coming quick.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Ray.
Thanks, Paul. See you.
All right. That was Ray Fittipaldi of the Post-Gazette. Listen, there's reason to be excited about the
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back to school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Steelers, for sure. You know, one sport we failed to mention that is an Olympic sport that has got to be really, really fun to watch.
Golf?
Sailing.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. Where are they sailing at?
Is it a race?
Paris?
Is it a race? Or is
I think it,
like,
is.
Do they, like, do maneuvers and stuff in the sailboat and it's like they get judged?
I was watching canoeing the other day.
Oh, boy.
It looks difficult.
Yeah.
There's no way I could do that.
I wouldn't want to try and do any of that, for sure.
No.
Anyway, Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the Fan Hotline is, which is where we're going, the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Let's go to the hotline and talk to our good friend, Dan Kongerski. Dan, it's been a while. We haven't talked to you in quite some time, and we're always happy when you're able to join us.
I know. You missed me. It's a nice chance to chat. Let's get on with it.
True. And at some point in this conversation, I'm probably just going to start yelling, bring them all back, right?
And that's now my goal to get there.
Yeah. Okay, so it's been, I don't know, a month and a half or something like that since free agency began or whatever this summer period we call. Has there been anything going on brewing with the Penguins, or are we going to be bringing them all back?
I think the team you see right now is pretty much where we're going to stand. There might be one more addition. They do have $3.5 million that might burn a hole in Kyle Dubas's pocket. But otherwise, now it's about signing their free agents, and that's Sidney Crosby, Marcus Patterson.
Right. When we last talked, and this was one of the things that we wanted to get to the bottom of, when we last talked, there was a report out there that Sidney Crosby was going to be signed, immediately or, imminently or whatever the hell the word was used to mean within a day or two. And, of course, we're now like 3 weeks later. And, give us the latest on Sidney Crosby's contract discussions with the Penguins.
Well, I can't speak to that report because it wasn't mine. What I did report, I think it was July 8th or 9th or so, that Crosby and people were going to sit down in mid-July at some point and kind of assess the situation, go over the details, and go from there. Now, what I've learned in the past week is that the Penguins have told other free agents we're in a holding pattern until we sign Sidney Crosby. To me, those dots are pretty easy to connect. I mean, they're not direct, Sidney Crosby hasn't signed, so therefore. But when the Penguins tell other free agents that, hold on, we have to wait until we sign Crosby, that means the Crosby deal isn't done, or at least to a certainty isn't completed yet. So that's where we stand on it. How you want to parse that or read into it is entirely up to you, but that's as much as I know.
Okay, so a deal is probably going to get done.
I would think so. I mean, look, Sidney Crosby has said for years he wants to finish as a Penguin. The word I'll use is it's emotionally important to him. It's kind of a life goal to finish with the Penguins. And I think that he'll swallow where the team is going to make that happen. Would I bet my last dollar on it? No, not particularly. Because honestly, Paul, in the same situation, I can't say that I would be as loyal as we expect Sidney Crosby to be.
Yeah. No, I get that for sure. I mean, I think everybody really would love to see him finish his career with the Penguins. If he signs his deal, do you expect it to be multi-year and thus probably, he will end his career here?
I would think so, right? And look, maybe that's one of the delays in this process, or why it's taken us, you know, more than a month, is because maybe he's thinking about that. How much longer do I have? How much, you know, what do I want to sign for? Maybe the Penguins are saying, hey, we'll give you a good deal on the shorter term, and in a few years you can sign a cheap deal. You know, all of those things are possibilities in this process. I would expect it to be, if not his last contract, leading right to his last contract. Maybe he signs like a one-year deal if he has another year left in the tank, kind of thing.
Yeah. So he's obviously the big one. Is there, and you said there's a few other guys they need to sign now?
Well, Marcus Patterson would be the other one that is noteworthy anyway, because, I mean, he's really kind of the linchpin of the left side of their defense. You saw that Ryan Graves was a bit of a mess last year, leading to a healthy scratch in the second half of the season before he had his concussion. And really, he probably could have been a healthy scratch much, much earlier than he actually was. The other left side defenseman would be Matt Grzelcyk, who's on a one-year show-me kind of deal. So, you know, there's nobody on the left side, and there's nobody coming in the next couple of years as well. So, you kind of have to sign Marcus Patterson unless you're going into a full tear-it-down rebuild.
Yeah, well, those are decisions that have to be made. We've got Dan Kongerski for a couple more minutes. Dan, I joke somewhat, sort of, about bring them all back, because it seems like it really feels like Tristan Jarry is going to be the starting goalie of this team, doesn't it?
Well, for now, yes. I think where that is headed. Look, the Sergei Murashov deal, you know, this kid is kind of growing into a bit of a phenom status. The Russian goalie they got with the fourth round pick in 2022. You don't normally think of a fourth rounder as a kid who can change a franchise, but there's a little something special about this guy. And to get him out of Russia probably a couple or a few years ahead of schedule, and to see how good he is. Now there's more upward pressure on the Penguins' two NHL goalies, Alex Nedeljkovic and Tristan Jarry, because Joel Blomqvist, the top prospect in Wilkes-Barre, needs playing time. Murashov needs playing time. So, you know, I for now, Tristan Jarry is the starter. But let's just say Ottawa decides that they're not going to be able to re-sign Linus Ullmark. Well, now there's an opening in Ottawa again. And there's a couple other teams that could find themselves in similar situations at midseason or the trade deadline or next summer. And barring another Jarry late season faceplant, he would be a great candidate for a team that's on the rise.
Well, there are a lot of things that we have, moving parts that still have to be settled. One interesting development over the last few weeks was the Penguins signed Sergei Murashov. There seems to be a lot of excitement about this goalie, the young goalie. What can you tell us about him?
Well, he's really an athletic kid, Paul. I mean, I was kind of watching him in some of the drills, and I'm like, okay, it's tough to see in the drills, but he's got that Russian goalie flair to him, where he can get post to post with maybe a little bit of a different technique than some of the Canadians have learned. He turns his feet just a little bit different, but he's amazingly athletic. And from what we could see, you know, in highlights from Russia, but also in the Penguins development camp, he already knows how to see through traffic. He already is anticipating plays, and he's already kind of, he's several years ahead of where a 20-year-old kid should be. If you look at the highlight reels, he played six games in the KHL. He put up only a .925 save percentage. In the Russian Junior League, he had a .930 percentage. And he's grown a couple of inches, or at least he's listed a couple inches taller than his draft day. So this is a kid really on the rise. And just watching him, he was the talk of development camp. Even in the locker room, Owen Pickering, the Penguins' 22 first-round pick, you know, they won the championship, and Murashov was the big reason why that you know, the team won. And he's like, that kid's disgusting. And that's the best way to put it.
Right. Well, hey, that sounds like somebody, you know, down the road we will enjoy watching. Dan, I appreciate you coming out of hibernation and talking to us. Now you can go back to, you know, well, I mean, training camp is like a month away, isn't it? Or a month and a half away. So you still got a little bit of time to do what you, whatever it is you do in the offseason.
Whatever it is I do, I will be doing, yes.
All right, buddy. Thank you, man. All right. I think he's gone. Is he gone?
Yeah, he's gone.
All right. That's Dan Kangurski. Hey, the biggest thing out of that is we wanted to try and figure out, because am I crazy? Wasn't it like 3 weeks ago there was a report? Someone reported that Sidney Crosby's deal was pretty much done and it was going to be down in like a day or two.
The first day of free agency.
Right.
The first day that it was possible that he could sign a new deal, it was talked about. I think it was Rob Rossi that said it was close.
Right. So I think one of the things about it is this. Okay. It doesn't feel like Dan is concerned that it's not going to get done.
No, I'm not concerned either.
But he does kind of give a couple of caveats that make you think that it's not 100%. Maybe 98%, but there's a little wiggle room in there where, you know, I mean, maybe Dan's just doing his due diligence and leaving himself a little bit of wiggle room, but to me it sounds like it's going to get done. So what should a new deal for Sidney Crosby look like? Would you give him 4 years? City limits? Oh, he's on the phone. Yes. I would give him 4 years if he wanted it. I would. That's a lot of money for 4 years, but I believe he's still got four more years in him. Four really good years in him. Put it that way. So I would absolutely sign him up. I know he signed for this year. So you're giving him 5 years. You're giving him 5 years. He's 36 years old. That would take him to age 41. And, well, maybe 3 years actually after this year. 4 years, or 3 or 4 years, what would you do?
Yeah, sorry, Paul. We have a very good development that's coming up in the show in the next hour that I'll tell you about very soon.
Okay.
I would give him 4 years. I would give Sidney Crosby. He's pretty much the guy that has whatever, however many years that he wants, I'd give him.
Would you give him 4 years?
I'd give him 4 years.
So would you give him 4 years? Carlson's making 12, so 4 years, 48?
Yeah. Right? I feel like Crosby again. I feel like it's going to be probably a 4 and 40.
4 and 40.
I feel like that's what it'll be. He's going to take less. He's just that type of guy.
I think it's going to be 4 and 44, 11 a year, and then you know that'll be his last contract, and he'll retire at age 41.
He was making what, 8.7? His jersey number.
Yeah. I wonder if he'll want to continue to do that.
Especially because the cap doesn't go up significantly in hockey, like it significantly inflates in the NBA and
maybe he could
baseball,
take 11,
not baseball, but the NFL.
Maybe he could take 11.87.
Again?
11.87.
Oh, 11.87.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that he gets
maybe 10.87.
His hockey jersey or whatever. You know, I think the thing that's most concerning is they haven't moved on from Tristan Jarry.
That is my number one thing. Tristan Jarry, in my mind, has to go, and they have to pivot to Blomqvist.
Right.
And if that is mid-season, okay. But I just do not feel comfortable with Tristan Jarry as the number one goalie, despite everybody that loves to praise him for going to the All-Star games and for being just, you know, a great with the shutouts. He's not consistent, and he's not dependable enough for me.
Right.
And I'm just over it. And I'm tired of the injuries, especially he gets hurt late in the season. It seems like every year he's hurt.
Well, he gets hurt. He has stretches where he's just not very good.
He's hurt or he's inconsistent down the stretch and into the playoffs. And he's not done well in the playoffs.
Right.
And that's my main concern with him. And I feel like the Penguins have some alternatives to be able to shift to. It's not like this, the whole Oh, well, you get rid of Tristan Jari, who are you going to next? Like people like to say with Mike Tomlin. If you move off Mike Tomlin, who do you move to next? I mean, there are internal candidates. There's a reason why Alex Nedeljkovic was the starting goalie for as long as he was last season. He
right.
played better than Tristan Jari.
And the thing about it is, you know, he played much better than he had really played for most of his career for a stretch there.
Right.
It looked like, you know, wow, this dude is a completely different player.
And I don't think it's like an aberration like maybe Mason Rudolph was, where he played 3-4 games and helps guide the team to the playoffs and gets them in and looks significantly better than Kenny Pickett and Trubisky. But in the same token, and Nedeljkovic showed a lot of good traits and qualities over a longer stretch of time and a longer amount of games. Yeah, he had a couple blow-ups late in the year. The Washington game is always one that sticks into my mind. But, hey, why not kind of do a situation where Nedeljkovic is in there and Nedeljkovic can then hand it off to Blomqvist middle of the season?
Right. That's just it. I mean, I think... If you ask me about the Penguins, and again, you know, one of the reasons, the only reason that we're talking Penguins today a little bit is just because we wanted to get an update on Sidney Crosby's contract, which you might imagine is pretty important, and it's pretty important to the Penguins, I'm sure, but it's pretty important to, you know, to the rest of us as well. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing HVAC provider for over 50 years. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler. Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Pierce Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. 93.7 The Fan, 100.1 FM, and AM 1020 KDK and WAMO 107.3 are partnering to support Pittsburgh public school students for the 2024-2025 school year by providing stuffed backpacks for Pittsburgh for PPS Backpack Drive. Visit the link on the homepage of 93.7thefan.com. Support an individual or get a group together to support, help ensure a good start to the school year for local kids. Penguins coverage on the Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon using their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. You know, it's amazing. Like, there's like a rookie training camp type thing that goes on with hockey. And then there's training camp, like literally starts like the second week of September. It's incredible.
They've gotten, I mean, think about Florida. They get no offseason.
Right, exactly.
They get like a month.
That's the thing we got used to around here though, right?
Yeah, it was great.
The last 2 years, I mean.
Parade was in the middle of June.
I mean, but for the last 2 years, it's been like there's been no playoffs. So it feels like the Penguins have gone away for long stretches because we're used to them being in the playoffs, you know?
We were talking about what? End of April?
Yeah.
Middle, end of April?
Something like that. It's incredible. It's just absolutely incredible. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 84 today with cloudy skies. What do we have up coming up next here, City Limits?
Gormy the Owl. Kevin Gorman's coming up.
Gormy the Owl talking baseball.
That's right. The Owl.
Good. Good to hear from him, and I'm sure he'll have plenty to say about the Buccos in Arizona. But first, let's get to a break. It's 93.7 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.